Well, praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles, please turn to 2 Samuel 18. Beginning of verse 1. And David numbered the people who were with him and set captains of thousands and captains of hundreds over them. Then David sent out one-third of the people under the hand of Joab, one-third under the hand of Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, and one-third under the hand of Ittai, the Gittite. And the king said to the people, I will also go with you. I will surely go out with you myself. But the people answered, you shall not go out. For if we flee away, they will not care about us. Nor if half of us die, will they care about us. But you are worth 10,000 of us now. For you are now more help to us in the city. Then the king said to them, whatever seems best to you, I will do. So the king stood beside the gate, and all the people went out by hundreds and by thousands. Now the king had commanded, saying, deal gently for my sake with the young man Absalom. And all the people heard when the king gave all the captain's orders concerning Absalom. So the people went out into the field of battle against Israel. And the battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David, and a great slaughter of 20,000 took place there that day. For the battle there was scattered over the face of the whole countryside, and the woods devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Then Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs the great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him went on. Ever been there? You're riding along, and suddenly your head caught. Head caught between heaven and earth. Any head caught between heaven and earth. You know, it's quite the image. It's quite the image. It's quite the picture. And this morning we're not going to be so much dealing with the particulars of what was taking place in 2 Samuel 18, but look at what we've just read. A king's kid. Here's a king's son in quite the predicament. Head caught. A king's son riding on a mule, and the mule and its rider pass under the thick boughs of this great tree. And the king's son's head gets caught in the terebinth. He's left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him, gone. I mean, what do you do when you find yourself head caught? Head caught between heaven and earth. Verses 9 to 10, Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of the great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth. And the mule which was under him went on. Now a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, I just saw Absalom hanging in the terebinth tree. The message paraphrase, Absalom ran into David's men, but was out in front of them riding his mule. When the mule ran under the branches of a huge oak tree, Absalom's head was caught in the oak, and he was left dangling between heaven and earth, the mule running right out from under him. A solitary soldier saw him and reported it to Joab. I just saw Absalom hanging from an oak tree. The head caught, hanging between heaven and earth, dangling between heaven and earth. King's kid. What has happened? Absalom, a king's son, one of royal blood. This king's kid, this king's son, the third son of David, killer of the firstborn, justly or unjustly, one who fled, one who was then brought back home, forgiven by his father, only to become the leader of revolt against his father, a recipient of unwise, ungodly counsel. Oh, son, in this, you're already head caught. Surely this manner, this is the manner and workings of one who is head caught. You know, there is no doubt that an Absalom spirit can render us head caught. An Absalom spirit, a mule and a fool, and the head's caught. Yet how might this apply this day, speak this day, today? You say, I'm no killer, never having fled, never led a revolt. These three stroked off the list. The text reads, so the people went out to the field against Israel. The battle was in the woods of Ephraim. The people of Israel were overthrown there before the servants of David. And a great slaughter of 20,000 took place there that day, for the battle there was scattered over the face of the whole countryside. And the woods devoured more people that day than the sword devoured. Then Absalom met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule. The mule went under the thick boughs of a great terebinth tree, and his head caught in the terebinth. So he was left hanging between heaven and earth, and the mule which was under him went on. You know, we might draw application today by the Spirit of the Lord. A battle going on, and yet some today are riding unaware in a state of nativity. And maybe we aren't like Absalom, but here we are this day, just a king's kid riding along, and suddenly we meet up with something or encounter something. What could it be? The Voice Bible, Absalom himself encountered David's forces as he was riding away on his mule. The animal took him into the thick overhanging branches of a huge oak tree. There his hair was caught, and he dangled between the sky and earth as his mule fled from underneath him. A soldier saw this and told Joab. The soldier, I saw Absalom hanging in an oak tree, helpless. Set aside David. We are looking at forces we meet up with. Just a king's kid riding along, and suddenly a force or forces encountered. And whatever the force or forces be, one ends up caught, head caught, dangled between the sky and earth, and that which carried us is gone. There we are, hanging in an oak tree, helpless. Ever been there? The encountering of many forces have left many hanging between heaven and earth, dangling between heaven and earth. The Amplified Classic reads, then Absalom unavoidably met the servants of David. Absalom rode on a mule, and the mule went under the thick boughs of a great oak, and Absalom's head caught fast in a fork in the oak, and the mule under him ran away, leaving him hanging between the heavens and the earth. Head caught fast in a fork. Might it be the fork of decision? Here in decision, head caught between heaven and earth, heavenly minded or earthly minded, caught hanging, dangling between the two. Dilemma can render us head caught. Dichotomy too. Or the mind is caught, that is the headspace, the thinking, the believing, the understanding, the mindset, opinion, and opinions. Head caught between heaven and earth. Yes, the hair, the head, but what of the heart? The soul, the flesh, and applicable others. You know, there are many today head caught in this way. Head caught between heaven and earth. The decision to follow Jesus, to surrender, to give their lives to Jesus, to spurn the old life for new life, to live a heavenly life, not an earthbound life. And there they are. Says the soldier, I see them dangling between heaven and earth. Yet another application. Head caught, and that which was carrying you, supporting you, is gone. And is no longer under you or carrying you, no longer supporting you. The ride is gone, and nothing for the feet to find footing. Caught hanging, caught dangling between heaven and earth. You know, the Spirit will bring the particular needed application today to each individual, should this be our state. And the Spirit will speak to us that we might not end up in this Absalom state. Let's carry on with the history. Pick it up at verse 10. Now a certain man saw it and told Joab and said, I just saw Absalom hanging in the terebinth tree. So Joab said to the man who told him, you just saw him? And why did you not strike him there to the ground? I would have given you 10 shekels of silver and a belt. But the man said to Joab, though I were to receive 1,000 shekels of silver in my hand, I would not raise my hand against the king's son. For in our hearing the king commanded, saying, beware lest any touch the young man Absalom. Otherwise I would have dealt falsely against my own life, for there is nothing hidden from the king, and you yourself would have set yourself against me. Then Joab said, I cannot linger with you. And he took 3 spears in his hand and thrust them through Absalom's heart while he was still alive in the midst of the terebinth tree. And 10 young men who bore Joab's armor surrounded Absalom and struck and killed him. So Joab blew the trumpet, and the people returned from pursuing Israel. For Joab held back the people. And they took Absalom and cast him into a large pit in the woods and laid a very large heap of stones over him. Then all Israel fled, everyone to his tent. What an end for a head caught man. What an end of a head caught man. We're drawing application from the text today. Yes. We could look at David for a moment. David was torn between the two. In this way, David had caught. I share these words. David is torn between his duties as king and his duties as father. When his own son attempts to overthrow him, he is forced to flee his kingdom and is subjected to ridicule and contempt. Absalom sleeps with all the royal concubines, a deadly insult. And it looks as though David will be overthrown just as Saul was before him. Even now, with Absalom leading an outright rebellion, dishonoring his father and seeking his death, David seeks to spare his son. You know, I can hardly imagine what that father went through, what that father was going through. But again, we're drawing application from the text today, head caught. He's saying, no, not Absalom. Absalom's story is not our story. And yet here we see just a king's kid, A king's kid riding along and suddenly head caught. Whatever force or forces have us hanging and dangling between heaven and earth. Our Father, our Heavenly Father, has in His heart anxious inquiry for a beloved Son in its pure and holy form. We are not Absalom, and His is not our situation. Yet the picture of a child of the King hanging, dangling between heaven and earth can speak volumes today. The state may not be noticeable to others, or the state might be clear as day, and a lone soldier, or perhaps soldiers, can see it. I see so-and-so hanging, dangling between heaven and earth. I wonder, is there anyone in the house today? And there you are, head caught, hanging, dangling between heaven and earth. Anxious inquiry for a beloved son, a beloved daughter, we pick it up in verse 19. Then Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said, "Let me run now and take the news to the king, how the Lord has avenged him of his enemies." And Joab said to him, "You shall not take the news this day, for you shall take the news another day. But today you shall take no news, because the king's son is dead." Then Joab said to the Cushite, "Go tell the king what you have seen." So the Cushite bowed himself to Joab and ran. And Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok, said again to Joab, "But whatever happens, please let me run after the Cushite." So Joab said, "Why will you run, my son, since you have no news ready?" "But whatever happens," he said, "let me run." So he said to him, "Run." And Ahimaaz ran by the way of the plain and outran the Cushite. Now David was sitting between the two gates, and the watchman went up to the roof over the gate to the wall, lifted his eyes and looked, and there was a man running alone. Then the watchman cried out and told the king. And the king said, "If he is alone, there is news in his mouth." And he came rapidly and drew near. Then the watchman saw another man running, and the watchman called out to the gatekeeper and said, "There is another man. There is another man running alone." And the king said, "He also brings news." So the watchman said, "I think the running of the first is like the running of Ahimaaz, the son of Zadok." And the king said, "He's a good man and comes with good news." So Ahimaaz called out and said to the king, "All is well." Then he bowed down his face to the earth before the king and said, "Blessed be the Lord God who has delivered up the men who raised their hand against my lord the king." The king said, "Is the young man Absalom safe?" No. Absalom wasn't safe. Verses 29 to 33, Ahimaaz answered, "When Joab sent the king's servant and me, your servant, I saw a great tumult, but I did not know what it was about. And the king said, 'Turn aside and stand here.' So he turned aside and stood still. Just then the Cushite came, and the Cushite said, 'There is good news, my lord the king, for the Lord has avenged you this day of all those who rose against you.' And the king said to the Cushite, 'Is the young man Absalom safe?' So the Cushite answered, 'May the enemies of my lord, the king, and all who rise against you to do harm be like that young man.' Then the king was deeply moved and went up to the chamber over the gate and wept. And as he went, he said thus, 'Oh, my son Absalom, my son, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son.'" Is the young man Absalom safe? No. The young man wasn't safe. Yes, he wasn't safe. Yet is there a young man, a young woman, a man, woman, a child even, head caught this day, a child of the king, a son or daughter? There's anxious inquiry. Let's call it concerned inquiry for a beloved son, a beloved daughter. This great concern. King, your son, your daughter, his head caught. Father, your son, your daughter, his head caught. The soldier speeding and speaking to the greater David, not Joab. Oh, my son. Oh, my daughter, my son, my daughter. You know, there's good news today. There's hope for the head caught. The end doesn't have to be like unto Absalom's. We may not think that anybody notices or that anybody cares. It may very well be that no one else really knows our state, but the Heavenly Father knows all things. Nothing is hid from Him. We may not think that our state is of any concern, but when we are caught hanging, dangling between heaven and earth, it is of great concern. And the news is that not all is well with us. The Father sees and knows, and the Father knows why we are head caught. Whether our rogue nature and workings have rendered us so, or the forces encountered by a king's kid just riding along. And concerning many that are in fact head caught now, right now, there are soldiers of the king, or be it a lone soldier who sees your state and has seen your state. People of God, as long as we remain head caught, we are not safe. Brothers and sisters, as long as we remain head caught, we are not safe. We are stuck. We are helpless. We are an easy target. We are so very vulnerable. We struggle and we can find no footing. The mule is gone. Concerning this day, the king, our father, would send help. Help for the head caught. And he himself might even ride on his battle horse to free us from whatever it is or whomever it is that has rendered us hanging and dangling between heaven and earth. Does Absalom think he's safe? Does Absalom maintain that he is just fine, the hanger, the dangler? Does Absalom want help? Does Absalom yet not cry for help, or is that his voice I hear? Oh, Absalom, cry for help, Absalom. Your hair might be caught, perhaps your head, but use your voice. Lift your voice. Flailing will not help. There's no footing for you unless you cry for help. You need the king's help, your father's help. I tell you now that there is inquiry for you. Beloved son, beloved daughter, whatever the reason you now find yourself head caught, someone has run to the king for you. The Father, yes, and Jesus, King Jesus, someone has told the king of your reality. The king knows your state, and it may be that the king has told someone of your state, one of his trusted soldiers. There you are, hanging, dangling between heaven and earth, but the darts, the three spears, are not yet in your heart. You are not yet surrounded and struck and killed. It's time to cry for help. It's a day to cry for help, an hour to cry for help, that by the Spirit of God you can come out of this. Is the young man safe? Is so-and-so safe? It is not uncommon to ask such a question. Is so-and-so safe? We might ask this of one that we haven't seen in some time. We might ask this of one who is going through some things and we know what they're going through. We may ask this of one that has had some health issues. Is so-and-so safe? We might ask this of one in the midst of decision. We may ask this question regarding the state of one soul? Are they safe? And what of a young son or daughter with all the pressures and forces and influences and peoples? Is the young man safe? Is the young woman safe? Oh, to answer with a happy yes. The words of Spurgeon, a pleasant task remains. I will now answer that question with a happy yes. Yes, the young man Absalom is safe. Why? Well, first, because he is a believer in Christ. He has cast himself upon Jesus. He knew that he could not save himself, and so he came to Christ that Christ might save him. And he has left himself entirely in the hands of Jesus to be his forever and ever. The young man is saved, for he loves the gospel. He will not go to hear anything but the gospel. He sticks to the truth. He knows the unadulterated milk of the word, and he cannot be deceived and led astray with false doctrine, for that he hates. He does not gad about to go and hear this and that, but he knows what has saved his soul, and he holds fast to the form of sound words. The young man is safe. I know he is safe, for he is very humble. He is not perfect yet. He does not say that he is, nor boast of his attainments. He does not want to be the forehorse of the team. He is willing to be placed anywhere so that he can be useful. He often wonders, and he is a Christian at all, and ascribes it all to divine grace. He is a lowly young man, and therefore he is safe enough, for such the Lord preserveth. Moreover, he is very diffident of self. He is afraid sometimes to put one foot before another for fear that he should take a wrong step. He is always going on his knees to ask for direction. He waits upon God for guidance and does not dare to do anything without the direction of the Word and of the Spirit. He is a prayerful man, and therefore he is safe. For who can hurt the man who dwells at the mercy seat? He is also very careful. He's a very careful man in his daily walk. He labors to be obedient to the will of God. He aims to be holy, and to be holy is to be safe. Worldlings say that he is a cant and a hypocrite, and thus they have set their stamp on him and marked him as a follower of the despised Redeemer. He is a genuine character, or else they would not persecute him. The people of God love him, and he loves them. And he dwells among them and says of the house of God, "Hear my best friends, my kindred dwell. Here God, my Savior, reigns." Write home to his father and all his friends and say, "The young man is safe. He is in Christ, and he is in Christ's church, and he is seeking to serve God. He is beginning to work for the Master. He is trying to bring souls to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is working in him and by him to the glory of God." Yes. He is safe enough, for he is safe in the arms of Jesus. Is the young man safe? Is the young woman safe? Listen, there is safety for the head caught today. If they would cast themselves upon Jesus, if they would cast themselves upon Jesus, knowing they cannot save themselves, knowing that they need his help, and so come to Christ that Christ might save them and leave themselves entirely in the hands of Jesus to be his forever, to trust in him. There is safety for the head caught today. It's time to love the gospel. Do not go to hear anything but the gospel. Stick to the truth. Be not deceived and led astray with false doctrine. Do not gad about to go and hear this or that, but know what has saved your soul and hold fast to the form of sound words. For the head caught today, there's hope. Be very humble. You are not perfect yet. Don't say you are nor boast of your attainments. Be willing to be placed anywhere so that you can be useful. Do you not often wonder that you are a Christian at all and ascribe it all to divine grace? Remain lowly, and therefore you'll be safe enough. There's safety for the head caught today. be very diffident of self, afraid sometimes to put one foot before another for fear that you should take a wrong step. Always go on your knees to ask for direction, not the mule, for those that go about on their knees will not be head caught. Wait upon God for guidance, and do not dare to do anything without the direction of the Word and the Spirit. Be prayerful, and therefore be safe. For who can hurt the one that dwells at the mercy seat? So beautiful. Be also very careful in your daily walk. Labor to be obedient to the will of God and aim at being holy. We might continue on. There's safety. There's safety for the head caught today. Those of the Absalom spirit, you can have the worship team return today. Those of the Absalom spirit, is the young man safe? Well, no. He wasn't safe. He is at enmity with his father. He's a son of treason. He is in bad company. He is indulging in unwholesomeness. He is boasting in self, this pride. So sure of self, he is vicious. No, he is not safe where others fall. If this be our state, Absalom, cry out. Repent. Come back. Forget this treason. Forget this bad company. Bad company corrupts good character. Forget this bad counsel. Reject it. Don't boast in self. Crucify the vicious nature and get out of the woods where others fall. Please hear these words. Now the young man is here who will answer to the next description. He's a very nice fellow. All of us know him and love him and are right glad to see him here among us. He is a great hearer and lover of the gospel word, but he is not decided. He has never taken his stand with God's people, confessing Christ as his Lord. Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian, he has often said, but he is not quite persuaded yet. Is the young man safe? Oh, no. He's very hopeful. God bless him. We will pray him into safety if we can, but he is not safe yet. Those people who are almost saved from the wreck, those people who are almost saved from the wreck of the Princess Alice were drowned. And those persons who are almost saved from sin are still lost. If you are almost alive, you are dead. If you are almost forgiven, you are under condemnation. If you are almost regenerated, you are unregenerate. If you are almost a Christian, you are without God and without hope. And if you die almost saved, you will altogether be lost. Oh, my dear young brother, I wish that I could answer and say yes. The young man Absalom is safe. He has taken the decisive step. He has resigned himself into the hands of Jesus, and Jesus will keep him to the end. May the Holy Ghost lead you to this. The decisive step, right here, head caught. This may very well be the last opportunity for you. There may be another. But God only knows. Your only hope, our only hope, is one that got caught in a tree. A son, the son of God, caught on a tree and yet not caught. There on the tree, but it was his doing. It was the Father's will and your Father's will that you might be saved through Jesus. That you might be on heaven's side now and caught up to heaven when the time shall come. So today, let today be the day that you receive the message, receive the help, receive the Savior, and no longer be earthbound or head caught. Yes, the young man Absalom is safe. He has taken the decisive step. He has resigned himself into the hands of Jesus, and Jesus will keep him till the end. May the Holy Ghost lead you to this. I want to ask, what step might we need to take today that we come out of this state head caught? Head caught, hanging, dangling between heaven and earth, however this may apply. Just a king's kid riding along. And some force or forces, they've rendered us just like that young man Absalom. Well, Absalom, whatever our name might be, what will it be? Soldiers. Soldiers of the Lamb, if we've seen one hanging dangling between heaven and earth, let's run to David, the greater David, now and pray them into safety if we can. But they are not safe yet. They are not safe yet. Let's stand in the house of the Lord today. God help us. Lord, if we find ourselves in that place now, for caught hanging dangling between heaven and earth, God, I pray that we would cry out for help, that we would admit that we need you, Lord, that we need you to help us, that we would not be like this young man. We would cry out for help before it's too late. That we can come out of this state in this very hour, this very day, Lord.